Typical gathering.
With some crooning in the background and some guitaring over there.
Okay, so listen, we just go around the circle and introduce ourselves, please.
Brian QTN from Oregon.
My name is Emmett, and I just landed south of Austin.
Elizabeth Suggs from Austin, Texas.
And I'm Steve Gillette from Bennington, Vermont. You know, it's interesting that we're on this spot. This is known as Crow's Nest. And there's a wonderful song called The Circle of Stones that Crow wrote, but it's sung by quite a few other people. But Crow Johnson always used to camp up here. She comes once in a while now. But it's a circle of stones, and at night it's a perfect place to share songs. And in my own case, I came to Kerrville for the first time in 1984. And I was quite, transfixed by, it was something I'd been looking for all my life. I mean, people will tell you things like that. They'll say it was a transformational experience. But what I found was that it was the quality of listening and the deep perceptive abilities of, a group of people who shared that and sought that in each other and encouraged it. And I had I'm sort of a refugee from the music industry. So for me to come to this little hilltop and stand on the back of a pretty large group of people around the fire, and I just came up very timidly and stood away at the back, and somebody, and it might have been Brian Kutian, said, is that, because I was working at that point on the songwriting school, so I think he recognized me from that, and he said, have him, give him a chance, let him make room. And so I opened my guitar case and sat down, and the first time I ever sang a song at Kerrville, other than I think the Saturday night that I played, was right here. So it's a lovely, lovely place. And sometimes we watch the sun come up from right over there. And this is the spot to see the sun come up.
And those cedar trees weren't so big, so you could see the sun come up.
Originally, I came to Kerrville with my mom and sister and just came to check it out. And I wasn't a songwriter at the time, didn't even have a guitar. And then went to college and started playing the year I came out here. One summer I came by myself, and it's really become a place that it inspired me to write my own songs. And I met Brian QTN, I guess, my first day on the ranch.
It was her birthday, and she camped right above me, and then she played these songs, and we went, who are you?
But I was just hooked right away, just totally overwhelmed with love.
And which year was this?
This was in 1997.
Okay, so it's the 10th anniversary.
It's her 10th anniversary,
it's my 10th
Elizabeth.
Anniversary, yeah. And I just wouldn't miss it.
Not only is it your 10th anniversary, but now all of a sudden...
It's your anniversary anniversary.
That's
right.
Do you know how many people are today married? Have been married here?
Not even a clue.
That's really?
You could ask at the office, but even they don't know everyone because they don't tell the office every time they want to get married. They just arrange the hoopla and have it happen. Sometimes they invite the office, but we don't always know. I've stumbled into marriage ceremonies that were definitely way different than traditional. But they were marriages nonetheless.
I think it was 6 years ago.
Okay.
Was the first. And you talked earlier about Kerrville time and relearning Kerrville time, and it wasn't that for me. It was like I walked on the ranch and said, oh, here you are. I think a lot of people come here and it takes them a while to adjust and to start understanding, this nonlinear time that we have here. But for me, it was just refreshing. It was just, oh, okay, here you are. And it's just, I knew immediately that this was it, and this is where I would call home 1 month out of the year for the rest of the rest of the rest of the rest.